Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, My Husband's Secret Baby with Another Woman, A Marriage of Betrayal. Infidelity and Revenge Romance is a contemporary romance novel by Lyra Raine and part of the Her Marriage in Crisis series. The book sits firmly in the marriage and trouble subgenre, using betrayal, secret pregnancy, and emotional retaliation as its central dramatic engines. According to the available book description, the heroine discovers incriminating messages on her husband's phone on the eve of their wedding, learning that he has been involved with another woman who is pregnant with his child. That premise immediately positions the novel around shock, humiliation, and the collapse of trust, while also signaling a revenge-focused response rather than quiet suffering. The story is designed for readers who want high-angst romance built on infidelity, confrontation, and the possibility of reclaiming agency after deception. As with many books in this series, the appeal lies less in understated realism and more in heightened emotional stakes, fast-moving conflict, and the promise of payoff through reversal, accountability, or second-chance resolution. I will give you key takeaways from this book. A wedding day betrayal that turns the romance premise into a crisis narrative. The novel's defining hook is not a slow-burn misunderstanding, but an immediate rupture at the point where commitment should be strongest. The heroine discovers her husband's secret messages right before the wedding. And the timing matters because it transforms the story from a celebration of union into a crisis of trust. In romance fiction, weddings usually symbolize security and emotional payoff. Here, they become the setting for exposure and disillusionment. That structural choice gives the book its energy because the reader is not asked to wait long for conflict. Instead, the core emotional question becomes how a person responds when the relationship is publicly and privately exposed as false. This kind of setup is effective for readers who enjoy high-intensity marital drama, since the betrayal is not distant history but a fresh event that forces immediate choices. It also aligns the book with a broader marriage in crisis tradition, where the relationship is already in danger before the plot begins. The result is a narrative built around crisis management rather than courtship, with emotional consequences driving every later scene. Secondly, secret pregnancy and infidelity intensify the moral stakes of the relationship. The presence of another woman who is pregnant with the husband's child raises the story beyond ordinary cheating drama. A secret baby changes the emotional and practical stakes because betrayal is no longer only about sexual disloyalty. It also creates a permanent connection between the husband and the affair partner. In romance fiction, this usually complicates the possibility of reconciliation by introducing questions about responsibility, family structure, and divided loyalty. The book uses that complication to heighten tension and force the heroine into a deeper confrontation with what the marriage actually means. Instead of a simple decision to forgive or leave, she must process the fact that her husband has built a parallel reality that may alter the future of everyone involved. This is one reason the secret baby trope remains popular in dark romance and angst-driven contemporary romance. It makes the consequences of infidelity concrete and lasting. The issue is not just emotional hurt, but a real-world claim on attention, time, and identity that makes the conflict harder to dismiss and more difficult to resolve cleanly. Thirdly, revenge as emotional agency, rather than passive heartbreak. The revenge element is important because it shifts the heroine from victimhood to active response. In many betrayal romances, the central tension comes from whether the injured spouse will collapse, forgive, or fight back. Here, the premise suggests a deliberate retaliatory posture, which changes the psychological shape of the book. Revenge in this context is not simply about punishment. It is about restoring control after deception has stripped it away. That matters in romance because the genre often asks whether love can survive humiliation, but it also needs a route for the heroine to reclaim dignity. The plot, therefore, appeals to readers who want emotional catharsis through confrontation, strategic behavior, or a reversal of power. Even when the story remains dramatic and steamy, the revenge framework prevents the heroine from becoming a purely reactive figure. Instead, her choices help determine the pace and moral tone of the narrative. This distinction is one reason the book stands out in its niche. It is not merely about suffering betrayal, but about how betrayal can be answered with intention and self-protection. Fourthly, a marriage in crisis framework built for angst, confrontation, and repair or rupture. This book belongs to a series explicitly focused on marriages in crisis, and that framework shapes both expectations and structure. Rather than centering a conventional romantic arc of meeting, attraction, and commitment, the story begins with a damaged bond and asks whether that bond can survive exposure. That makes the novel less about the creation of love and more about testing the limits of existing love under pressure. in practical terms, this gives the author room to explore confrontation, hurt, denial, bargaining, and emotional fallout in a compressed and intense way. The reader is invited to track not just whether the couple stays together, but what each partner is willing to admit, sacrifice, or hide. This kind of setup is especially effective for readers who enjoy angst because the emotional conflict is already embedded in the relationship structure. It also supports sharper secondary drama, since the mistress, family dynamics, and public wedding context can all become part of the crisis. As a category book, it delivers exactly what the subgenre promises: instability, moral conflict, and the possibility of hard-won resolution. Lastly, why the book appeals to readers of high angst, steamy betrayal romance. The book's market position is closely tied to its emotional intensity. It is clearly aimed at readers who want infidelity plots with a heavy dose of humiliation, confrontation, and revenge, but also expect the sensual and romantic payoff associated with the genre. That combination matters, because betrayal romance depends on a careful balance. The conflict must feel severe enough to hurt. Yet the romance framework must still offer some form of emotional resolution. The available metadata and series context suggest that this novel uses exaggerated stakes, sharp dramatic turns, and a highly charged relationship dynamic to keep readers engaged. Its appeal also comes from specificity of trope rather than broad originality. Secret babies, cheating husbands, wedding day shocks, and revenge are all familiar elements. But the book packages them into a focused formula that readers of the niche already understand and seek out. In that sense, the novel is not trying to reinvent contemporary romance. It is refining a particular emotional experience for a defined audience: readers who enjoy watching betrayal exposed, power rebalance, and a damaged marriage pushed toward reckoning. In conclusion, this book will appeal most to readers who actively seek emotionally volatile contemporary romance, especially stories built around cheating husbands, secret babies, and revenge-driven heroines. It is also a strong fit for readers of the Her Marriage in Crisis series, who already enjoy high angst relationship conflict and expect fast, dramatic escalation. The main value of the novel is not subtle realism, but concentrated, emotional payoff. It takes a familiar taboo premise and pushes it into public humiliation, moral reckoning, and possible restoration of agency. For readers interested in the psychology of betrayal, it offers a clear example of how infidelity stories can be structured around shock, control, and consequences rather than simple heartbreak. Compared with more conventional romance titles, this book stands out for making the wedding itself part of the crisis and for using secret pregnancy as a permanent complication rather than a background twist. If a reader wants a low-drama love story, this is not the right match. If the goal is tense, steamy, revenge-centered marital conflict with a strong genre formula, it fits its category very well. If you would like to support Lyra Rain, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.